Engineer, of course, Bill Proposkin. We welcome in once again Joe Marr, the Hamilton Wenham girls tennis coach. And Joe, let's just start with congratulations. What's it feel like today? And then we'll get to some details.
It was, you know, today, you know, we played Triton, who's a bit of a young team and inexperienced. So, you know, we had a nice win against them. But I think right now we're just kind of looking forward. And, you know, I think after some of the tough matches we had last week, you know, we really felt good about those wins, and maybe we kind of celebrated those a little more than today. But, the girls were pumped today to finish 18-0, first time in school history that the girls team has been undefeated. So, yeah, we did a little celebrating, went to White Farms after in Ipswich, drove an ice cream, and now we're getting ready for the state tournament.
Well, you know you can't disrespect an opponent no matter what their record or how young they're in going in, and you have to play as hard as you can. So the fact that you finished 18-0 overall, 13-0 in the Cape Ann League, I mean, it's just remarkable. I want to start, if I could, and then I'll ask Tim to join us here. I want to ask you about number one singles, because you've talked about Sky before. But also the record. I wonder if you could just mention some of the individual records, because you guys not only didn't lose many, if any, sets, but you also didn't lose many games.
No, you're right. You're right. Yeah. So Sky this year, playing first singles, she was 16-2. Her only losses came, Newburyport, Caroline Shelston is widely regarded as one of the best players in the state. So had a loss to her. And then, she played, a girl from Ipswich twice, and, they split against each other. So they've had some good competition. Her name is, I always struggle pronouncing it, so I'm worried that I'll say it wrong, but, let me just look it up here real quickly. If I can find it.
Yeah, we love to give credit to, where we can.
Yeah.
Even if we mispronounce names, yeah.
Yeah, Anastasia Kozak.
Oh, okay, yep, mm-hmm.
Yeah, real nice player from Ipswich, and, you know, her and Sky have, you know, had some good battles over the past 2 years. So Sky got her the first time, and Anastasia got her the second time. But, you know, Sky is the rock, on our team. You know, she sets the table for everyone else. And, you know, number two being Naomi Provost, who as a freshman, you know, had a season like no other. She went 18-0 at number two singles.
Oh.
Played some really good competition. She only dropped one set the entire year, and she's, you know, she's going to be a key piece for us going into the state tournament, and she's someone that I think throughout the season has improved the most. I've just seen her the past month. She's just been playing incredible tennis. You know, she was good at the beginning of the year, but I think she's really reached a new level now, and I think she's capable of beating, you know, any number two that we've come up against, and that's going to be a huge piece for us.
Tim?
Coach, congratulations on, you know, just an absolutely great season.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
One of the biggest things in high school sports and basically at any level is keeping the kids focused. It's a relatively short season, and for a lot of the kids, especially spring sports, it's heading to the end of the year. You've got proms, you've got advanced placement examinations, you've got kids getting accepted to college. What's your strategy for help keeping the team focused during these really compressed and busy times?
Yeah, it's something as a teacher, you know, we talk about a lot. You know, the other coaches that I work with, we always say what a struggle the spring season can be, especially if you have, you know, a lot of seniors. But you know, I have a special group of kids this year. I have 13 seniors and then 21 kids on the team. And, you know, these girls, you know, have been really focused and, you know, this is something that they want. You know, they're driven by it. So I have to give them most of the credit. This is something that they come in every day and they want to do. They love being with each other. And I think that's an important part of it because they look forward to coming to practice every day, you know, because they love being with each other. And, you know, I think that's going to be an important step further because, you know, the seniors are out of school right now. You know, they're taking exams this week and then they go into senior week next week. So, you know, when we get into the tournament, most of them will be graduated. So, I think it's just, you know, one of the big reasons to win every match going forward is it's just another day that they can spend together. And I think that means a lot. So I'm not going to take a lot of credit for what they do. I have great captains. I have great leadership, but I think most of all, they just enjoy being with each other, that's what's really truly made it a fantastic season. Even if we're 500 this year or under, these kids have just been so much fun to be with, and it would have been a success no matter what.
You know, Joe. I'm sorry, Tim. Go ahead.
I'm just looking at an article by Nick Giannino earlier this year. You got 14 seniors on the roster, which means there's going to be a lot of changeover for next year. But your number one and two singles are presently a sophomore and a freshman. That really sets the stage for the next couple of years for you.
It does. It does. We have that great balance of senior leadership and some tremendous young talent as a freshman and sophomore at one and two. So we're going to be, we should remain competitive in the next few years, but, we're not thinking about that right now. We've got what's in front of us first.
Tim and I are both former teachers, Joe, and one of the things I always, one of my philosophies, I guess, was what you just said. With kids, if a kid excelled, I could never take credit for it no matter what. And sometimes you get praise, and, it's nice to hear the praise, but you also recognize when a kid has it or has the talent or has the self-discipline. And when a kid didn't do well, when a kid failed, I always put it on myself, like, why the hell didn't I get through to this kid? That said, with so many kids on the team, and you've got these spectacular number one and number two, what are practices like? Because practice, I know, in so many sports is so important to keeping not only the kids focused, but also, everything in tune and going over strategies and the weather conditions and stuff like that. How do you form your practices with so many kids?
Yeah, it's a great question. And we have, one of the things we're up against, we really don't have a home court right now. The past few years, we've been playing all over the place. Last year we were lucky to play at Gordon College. This year we've been playing at the Manchester Athletic Club, but our home courts, which were Pingree Park for years, are in disrepair. So, we've been, struggling because we shared the time with the boys to find court time. For the most part, we only have three courts and we have 21 girls. It's one coach. So, it's been a challenge for me this year, and we've done some rotating of people in practice, maybe it's not 21 kids just because it doesn't become as efficient. But early in the season, I think, is really where we did our best, getting ready for the season, those first few weeks where we don't, have any matches. We were able to, spend some nights at the Manchester Athletic Club. They have a brand new bubble. So we had all four courts late at night, and the girls would, plug in the music and we'd be rocking the place and, just having a lot of fun and having great practices. And that's really been, a key to this group is having fun and working hard.
Mm-hmm.
So I think practices, I think as a coach, tennis is kind of a unique animal, because you're not going to be changing a lot of what kids, your top players are doing in season. That's a hard thing to do. I work a lot with the doubles players with strategies and, working on some of their techniques. But, the work that girls like Sky and Naomi have done have come well before the season started. They've put in, hundreds, thousands of hours hitting tennis balls.
Mm.
My job is to, sometimes it's more the psychological, just get it, making sure that they're prepared and they're feeling confident and let them worry about the physical and, the stroke stuff that they're so great at.
Mm-hmm. Tim?
Ed, you wind down the season, coach. How do you prepare for what's coming up next?
How do we prepare? Is that what you said?
Yeah,
so we're going to try to get a scrimmage, to try to get some more meaningful matches. And I think one of our strengths about, talking about practice again, is just the depth of our team. We can play each other on our team and really you know, face some good competition amongst ourselves, which is key. You know, this year having Naomi on the team, you know, now Sky has someone that she can whack the ball against, and that's good for everyone, including me, because my arm was sore at the end of last year trying to hit with her. You know, it's a great thing to have, you know, a lot of talent where the kids can really work with each other. But, you know, I think this week, you know, we're probably, you know, there's a lot going on with the seniors this week. They have prom. We're going to have a fun mixed doubles practice with the boys team, this week, which should be a lot of fun. So, you know, we're staying focused. We're working hard, but we're, you know, keeping it light. We don't want to, you know, overwork ourselves and, you know, get an injury this late in the season. So just trying to stay mentally focused, stay loose, and, you know, early next week, we hope to have a scrimmage and get some good competition in.
I've got a couple of questions. So, go ahead, Tim. Go ahead.
Coach.
Go ahead, Tim.
How do the boys react when the girls beat them?
Well, it hasn't happened yet, and when it won't happen. We're going to mix it up, so we're going to play mixed doubles so that
okay.
No one's feelings get hurt, but it's pretty funny. There's some you know, boyfriend girlfriends on between the boys and girls tennis team, and we're trying to, you know, figure out who's going to be playing who, you know, who wants to beat who, and it's been a funny conversation on the bus.
Today's power rankings came out, and of course Hamilton won them, number one in Division IV, 18. Well, it says 17, but now you're 18-0. There are a couple of schools that you're familiar with, I'm sure. Linfield High School is at number 4, record 10-3. Manchester Essex, always up there, a record of 9-6 at number, where are they? Number 5. And then you go down to number 12 is Ipswich, and number 14 is Rockport. So the area is well represented in terms of girls tennis in Division 4.
Yeah, and I think that's awesome. I think it's great that I think the MIA sees the Cape Ann League as such a good tennis league, and I think that's why you see some of our, you know, teams that may not have winning records in the Cal, you know, still getting the respect in the power rankings. You know, so like a team like Ipswich, earlier in the year, they you know, their record doesn't show it, but they gave us a real tough match. We only came out with a 3-2 victory the second time around. So, you know, we have some familiar opponents, which, you know, is helpful, but at the same kind of time, it's scary. It's hard to beat a team, you know, 3 times in a season. You know, it's something that I think we're proud of as a league, that we're producing, you know, teams at the state level that are competing well. And we've kind of seen that this year with the power rankings, you know, kind of across the sports. Cape Ann League has,
true,
has represented well. You know, we saw, you know, Hamilton Wenham win a girls soccer title. We saw, was it Amesbury that won a girls basketball title? So it's been nice. I think, you know, the league is getting some great representation.
Before I let Tim have the final say here, Coach, I have to ask you to mention a couple of seniors that you're proud of, because, you know, the young kids, the stars, get the credit, but I'm sure there's some hardworking kids that you could mention and give some credit to them.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. I mean, we, you know, across the roster. So, you know, my third singles this year has been a bit of a rotation. I've had junior Chloe Gern, who's done an outstanding job, and junior Lainey Wilkins has stepped in. I have a sophomore in Sienna Gregory that stepped in and played, and a senior captain, Matilde Gordon, who's also played. And, you know, they've all done a great job at third singles. You know, Chloe's probably going to be the leader at third singles when we head into the state tournament, but, you know, all those girls could get a nod at any point. My first doubles team this year, we've kind of rotated our doubles. You know, we've had some weird situations. There's still COVID out there. There's, you know, times where we've had kids out. We had a school trip overseas to Peru. We've had AP tests. But for the most part, it's been Nora Gamber and Bryn McKechnie, who have just been dominant at first doubles this year. They haven't lost a match. They're undefeated. They've only dropped one set all year. I wish we had the individual tournament this year at the state level, because I really think they could have shown up as one of the top doubles teams, in the state. And then, my second doubles, it's been a little bit of a rotation, but it's, Lisette Leonard, Libby Collins, and Lily Cassidy. Those three, have played the majority of the time at second doubles. They've only had one loss through the year. and just played tremendous. You know, I think our depth is what makes this team so good. You know, sometimes there's, you know, a team that has three really good singles players, but they have weak doubles, or they have two good singles players and one good doubles team. Like, we are solid through and through. And that's what makes us so hard to beat is, yeah, you might have a better one than us on a given day, but, you know, do you have the depth to beat us at, you know, second and third singles and sweep our doubles? Typically not. You know, we're deep in those positions. And then, you know, I have other seniors too that, you know, step up on any given day. Hannah Pascarello has been awesome all year. Allison Campbell stepped up and she just has improved so much as a player. And then today we had, you know, Marley Shea and Marin DeSimone play. Claire Nissel, who was the soccer star for HW, has stepped in and gotten some play, and as has Sadie Conn and Brianna Vesey. So, really just a great group of kids that, you know, day in, day out, just work so hard. And, you know, they put in the work and to get us to this point, and I'm just the one lucky enough to coach them.
Rick, I don't have anything else. I just want to again reiterate my congratulations to the coach and to the kids, and wish you the best luck as you head into the postseason.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's going to be exciting. I think I'm hoping we still have a good month of tennis, you know, together with us. And, you know, one name I'm just looking at my roster that is also, she's one person that has stepped in all season too, is Abby Simon. She hasn't been in the lineup as much just because of, you know, some sickness and some travel things, but she's an awesome athlete and someone we're going to depend on in the state tournament as well. But, thank you. It's been, again, it's been a fun season. All I can say, it's been fun. You know, the winning has been great and it's historic for the kids and it's something for them to be proud of. It's our first league title in 20 years, which is just amazing. But most of all, I can't say enough. I mean, when I switched over from the boys a few years ago, I didn't know what I was getting into coaching the girls, and I remember after the first week coming home and saying to my wife, I was like, this is really fun. Like, this has re-energized me as a coach. Like, this is, it's different, and I have some, you know, things that I have to figure out, but this is really a fun group of kids, and you know, it makes it everything, you know, the season that you put into it worth it, because you know, they are just such a great group of kids and make every afternoon a fun one.
Well, Joe, what Tim said, I want to back that up and say the same thing. Also, please keep these reports coming in. It's fun to follow you guys and post your reports on our site, because it has absolutely been spectacular, and congratulations.
Yes, and thank you. People have loved your coverage, and they tune in and they've enjoyed these interviews. So I appreciate the coverage, and thanks for keeping us in your thoughts.
And keep having fun, man. That's what it's all about.
Thank you so much. Thanks. We will, no doubt.
All right, Coach, good luck. Talk to you later.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That is, okay, man. That is, Hamilton Wenham golf coach Joe Maher. How about that, Tim? I mean, that's amazing. 18-0, and they've lost only a handful of sets all year.
I know. It reminds me of, my experience. Not.
and
like you said, you know, it's such a tribute to the kids and the hard work that they put in, and obviously there's a lot of egos that have put themselves aside when you're number one and two are a freshman and a sophomore, and you've got 14 seniors on the team, and they're exceeding the top two spots in the singles to those youngsters and giving them all the support they need for the team to be successful. That's the coach who's doing his job and doing it well.